Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 36 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 40 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 48 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 52 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 55 degrees.
KFABOT. WAFU. Hola. Kind of noisy. Couldn't quite make out who it was. It was I. Is this any better? Roger Dodger, what's up, Greggy Poo? Where are you off to?
Heading back home, just went to the Culver's and got a yummy Buster Burger. When I first transitioned, my antenna was holding down and I was behind the big Kroger. So I fixed both of those issues.
Alright, still a little crackly, a little noisy, but fine. I wish I would have got out here a little earlier. I'm going to get something, some breakfast or something. I kind of know where I'm going if I don't see something between here and there. But I would have seen if you were up for breakfast.
Yeah, I just fished on that. I didn't really call out to anybody, though. I just got hungry and threw some clothes on and went to the gym.
That's like me. I went into the fridge, and I was going to just make some eggs up and some taters, and I didn't have any. I wanted to chop up some fresh taters. I didn't have any, so I would have to ran out for that. Then I looked at the eggs, and the eggs were, like, way, way past their date. Like December. So long has been since I've done eggs. So I said, yeah, I just got to go shopping for all that. So I might do that later for another time, but I just said, you know what, I'm just going to go grab some breakfast. I don't care. Boy, I wish this place was open. I'm past a place called Parthenon Coney Island. It was right here by my house, and man, I love that place. But they closed down, I think COVID knocked them out. They never came back.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah, sounds good. I think there was, there might have been one or two of those. It sounds familiar for some reason, but, yeah, sometimes some of those didn't make it through that.
Well, have a theory that's not popular, you know, because everybody wants to blame that, but I have a feeling that if you were on the edge, barely holding on, COVID took you out. You know, but if you were healthy, you made it through and came out the other side doing well. I don't think COVID itself, you know, COVID just kind of like, I think, weeded out the, you know, the wheat from the chaff, I think.
Yeah, there's something to be said for that. And then also I noticed that some restaurants and bars and everything like that, if you adapted, a lot of them jumped on adapting to stepping out there, carry out, and delivery. Some places even putting up little pods so they could actually have people, you know, if you jumped on that real quick, you could keep it going a little bit better. Those that did nothing and were really strong, they made it through anyway, and those that did nothing and weren't strong, well, they're not here.
Yeah, the little place we go to on Saturdays, they stayed open through the whole thing, basically flipping a big bird to the mandates, and boy, they got a faithful following coming out of it. You know, I don't necessarily recommend that. They basically said, oh, no, we're carryout only, but, you know, most of these people in here, they're just waiting on their carryouts. And, oh, yeah, they got something while they were waiting. So he just kind of plays this wink-wink kind of thing. Hey, there's the tellway. I could go in there and get some tellway.
Oh, that's a little sneak way around thing. So I'm sure word of mouth got around and people knew where they could go and eat. So good for them. Tellway, wow, I haven't been there in decades.
Oh, I think if I were just a little bit less feeling breakfast, I think I'd go there. Just not really ready for Callaway Fair at this point. Anyhow, I'm on this little stretch on 11 Mile Road heading into Royal Oak. I'm either going to go to Leo's in Royal Oak. Royal Oak's got free parking on Sunday. I'll either go there and go to Leo's or, but there's a couple of restaurants between here and there that I have not been to. Every time I go by them, I say, I should go there sometime. So I'm almost to the spot where those restaurants are, and I'll take a gander, and if I feel like it, maybe I'll try one of these new ones. That's the best way, I think.
Hey, sounds like the perfect time, because you've got nothing going. Just check them out, then you'll know.
Yuppers. Yuppers will do. Anywho, we had the set yesterday on the 147.2. Hearing it went pretty well. I don't know if you listened in on any of that or played around with any of that, but that went pretty good. I'm just hoping to, you know, I got a couple little odds and ends. I want to do that thing and then just wash my hands of it, let them take it over. But it's working pretty good. I just got to get rid of that crackly. Have you played on that a little bit? You can probably make that pretty well from your house. You'll probably pick, you know, you'll probably be either into Richmond or Mount Clemens, depending on where you're at. But if you're in Mount Clemens, there seems to be a crackling. And where you're at seems to be just about the point where you're into it fine, but the crackle kind of like competes with you. Have you noticed any of that? Have you played on that one at all?
Just that one time I programmed my home radio to have that frequency in there, and then looked at the voter, and I was coming in on Richmond, which surprised me. Full quieting, no problem. But I really haven't gone much there since. And I did hear them talking yesterday with whatever they were doing, driving around, taking pictures. I really don't know what that was all about. But I heard it. Everything seemed to be going pretty good.
Yeah, they do this simulated emergency test. They you know, somebody crafts a scenario, and generally it's whoever the you know, the Oxcom coordinator is. I think, you know, I could be a little wrong on the whole lay of the land on this, but somebody crafts a scenario, and then they try not to tell them too much, and then they pass that down And then the morning of the test, they say, okay, this is what's happened. This happened, blah, 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 you know, deal with it. And, you know, then, so they got to figure out how to deploy, you know, what, you know, oh, they just heard that, you know, the tornado hit at, you know, this location. So, you know, and it's gone. And so they'll, you know, they'll call somebody and say, can we have you go to this particular location, take pictures. And they got this app that'll take pictures and it'll time stamp it and all that stuff. And they send those back to net control. And then they, you know, they might send somebody here or there. And, you know, you utilize all the different kinds of communication, Windlink, and, you know, and try to test the repeater system. And so, you know, they this time around, you know, I wasn't listening closely to it because I was tied up in the morning with stuff, but I heard a little bit of a hot wash afterwards to kind of evaluate, and that sounded like they had, like, the primary frequency, and then they went to this one for, like, operations, and Wally was kind of, like, deploying people in the field on this one, while the main event stayed on the 7.2, so, you know, so they got that kind of, like, figured out if that would work for them, and then, So just all that, and then if something ever really does happen, they've done these things, you know. Oh, yeah, you know, like we did, you know, before. So that's, I think, the point. So it's pretty cool. You can check in from home and just say, you know, what can I do, you know, and you know, you just let them know if you're deployable, quote-unquote.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks for that explanation, because I really had no clue at all, and I was speculating and trying to figure it out, and I really couldn't. So that helps a lot. And I heard rumblings of it as it was upcoming, but not much. And I didn't really pay attention or ask around. Maybe next time I can do that, because I wouldn't mind, you know, either home or driving around. Heck, you know me, I'll drive around and use my radio, take pictures or whatever. it sounds interesting. So very cool. And then utilizing different networks and all that. I like it. And yeah, like you said, we've done it before, kind of thing, Andy. So both people coordinating it and people acting out in the field.
Yeah, I think it'd be right up your alley. I don't know if you're on the PSC Discord, but you know, you can kind of hop in there and kind of watch what's going on and read up and whatnot. And, you know, and just maybe kind of put your name in the hat, say I'm available for, you know, for these exercises, give me an assignment or two. I did one. I did one of the, what was that?
Good afternoon.
Right by the
way.
And, I ad-libbed a little bit, and I said, you know, oh, they won't let me get near the, you know, the actual, you know, I kind of thought, what would happen if the tornado actually did hit right at 12 mile in Common? You know, I wouldn't be able to get anywhere near it, right? But, so I took pictures from the distance I figured I'd be able to take a picture from and said, you know, this is as close as I could get, you know, and this is what I see, and, you know, so it was kind of fun, and, yeah, it did take a lot of my time, just a little bopping around and all that stuff, so it's kind of cool.
All right, very cool. Yeah, I did join the Discord just recently, a few days ago. I'll have to poke around in there and read up on some of the history and upcoming and stuff like that. So maybe there's something small I can dabble in a little bit. That's nothing I want to dive into head first, but to partake is always good. That last transmission of yours in the middle went to Alhack and then came back, so I don't know if you went underground or what, but you came back nicely.
Yeah, I was, I'm in downtown Royal Oak. Things are a little funky here, and I'm going to go into the parking structure, I think, so I got to swap the, got to swap over from the big antenna here to the quarter wave, so I don't whackety, 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 whack.
Yeah, that's no fun for you or the antenna. So, all right, well, I'm going to let you go get parked and get fed, and probably chat with you later on. KE8DSI.
Oh, there was a spot on the street, and somebody just grabbed it on me, you bastard. Ugh.
That's my experience every time I go to Royal Oak.
So here's another one right here, but I'll have to go, I have to get across Main Street, turn around on the street I'm on, and then I'll be able to get to it, but by that time, you never know, you know, how many people, there's a person walking, so why don't you let us all go by? Ah, that's not a parking spot. God darn it. I'm not having a good time here.
Ah, back to plan A, the deck.
Yeah, that's probably my best bet. I think I'm going to, I mean, Royal Oak's cool. You can park anywhere and walk, but it's kind of cold and rainy, so I don't know if I necessarily want to park, you know, a mile away, but a block or two might not be bad. But maybe that's, you're right, probably the best bet. Just switch over to my quarter wave and hit the shelter.
Yeah, it's rainy, drizzly here, and 53 degrees, the car says, and a little breezy, so not a fun day to be walking around.
Now, Royal Oak's always a lot more fun when it's like, you know, 70, 80 degrees morning. See all the joggers in their yoga pants. And the girls, too.
Nice recovery.
Yeah, but thinking of dudes in yoga pants, yeah. I think even if you're so inclined, I think that would be a turnoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think dudes in yoga pants, yes. No, do not pass go. Stop. So it says the clearance is 8'2". I wonder if I can get in here without whackety, whackety, whack. Was there another spot if I'd have just waited a hot minute? 8-2. No, there wasn't. All right, I don't know what's up with this joker, but I'm going to get the hell out of Dodge here. All right, I'm going to jump out and switch my antenna. I will be out because I'll be parking directly after that. Catch you a little later. KEBSI from W8FU.
All right, enjoy breakfast. I am pulling into my driveway. KEBSI.
Okay, just a quick check. Is this little quarter wave still working?
I copy you. W8RCY.
Okie dokie, yes it is. Well, that parking structure is private, and they want to charge me, even on a Sunday, so to heck with that. All the parking's free at Royal Oak on Sunday. So let's see. We've got to find a place out here on the street, or go to the municipal parking lot. I think I'm way overthinking this.
Sean! Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees.
You over here, Don? There he is. I'm over here on Washington. I never noticed that. Back in only. Is that new?
I missed the thing that you were asking about new, and I got everything else, but I missed that part.
In only on the parking. Is that kind of a new thing? I don't remember that.
Oh, yes. That's been in place for a couple of years. It's awful. It's that way along Washington and a couple of other spots. They contracted with a company that has these cameras in the little kiosks for each spot and take the picture of your license plate. But what nobody failed to realize was that Michigan does not have license plates on the front of the cars, so the system doesn't work unless you back in. And so it's been a big controversy in Royal Oak, and they are ending the contract with that company, and they're going to go back to a different system. But it's been a huge debacle for a couple of years now. It was a mistake, and it's, anyway, well, now you know my opinion.
Okay, I guess I just, you know, I bike a lot here, you know, within the last couple of years, and I just guess I never really paid attention, but, yeah, I didn't realize it was back in only, so that makes sense why now. I was going to say, I wonder why they're doing that. I mean, obviously, the way they've drawn the lines, there's no other way to do it. Kind of hard to be hard to go straight in with the direction of traffic and all that. But, hey, all right. Well, anyhow, I'm pulling up here at Holiday. So after yours,
W. Yeah, it's been a big mess. All right, I'm going to run into the office here real quick too. My office. Open. Grab something before I head home. Talk to you later. KABB. IWS Mobile.
Should I go to Ernie's?
As long as Bert's good with it.
Oh, Ernie's is closed. W8FU. Was that you, Phil? Very noisy. About all I transmissions was a PR, I think. That time I heard... Are you able to hit GMRS from where you're at? I'm listening.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees.
Did you try? 58 Golf, India Oscar. Bill, are you trying this one over here? Hey. Yeah, there's still something going on. I heard you say, yeah, you, and then boop, you drop, and then backdrop. Just definitely something not working. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to switch back over to the other one. This is W8FU. W8CDB. Hey, Dono.
What's going on, Sean? You testing something? I heard you talking to Fritz.
Phil was out in Livonia, and he was trying to get back on this one, and he wasn't making it. And he's in an area that you would think he'd be making it just fine, but he wasn't. So we shot over the GMRS Detroit machine and were able to communicate there. But, yeah, he was having some trouble making it back. Ah, well. Anyhow, I'm just out and about, ran and grabbed some breakfast, had coffee with Don. BB, Don, and then did a little shopping in Royal Oak, and now I'm just heading home.
All right. Yeah. Breakfast was yesterday. I'll have to see if I can make the breakfast next day, maybe.
Yeah, there you go. And also, if you want to do something out that way, that's fine, too. Doesn't always have to be down this way. So, anywho. Boy, a little water accumulating on the road here. All right, anyhow, I am turning onto my street. So I will be able to make one more after yours, probably just the sign.
You should be able to hear me now. I just brought the link back up, and I'm on my machine.
Yes, we can. Sounding good. Go ahead, Don.
All right, yeah, I was just going to let you answer him. Yeah, they also have a ham lunch every Saturday at noon in Port Huron, too, if anybody's interested. I should probably do that or let everybody know about that, too. I think it's going to be at Cheap Charlie's now in Port Huron, if I recall right. I'll have to look. But anyway, all right, you're at home, so... I just wanted to say hi and good talking to you. Hello, Phil. And this is WKPC. I'm clear.
Hello. Yeah, so I'm transmitting on .5 and I'm listening on .6 now. Yeah, I don't know what happened to the link. I was able to bring it back up again. So, all is well now. I just don't know why the coverage on .6 couldn't get down to that area. Like I said, it's not just everything's wet.
Yeah, who knows? That's odd. I mean, I know that is getting out there a ways, but I've ran it pretty consistently with a quarter wave all up and down 275. You have to get almost down to IKEA, you know, down towards I-94 before it started to become a problem. And, you know, then a little bit on Michigan or 94 coming this way, so out around the airport. So, but pretty much Livonia, just about anywhere in Livonia should be fine. You know, unless you're behind something or in a low spot or something like that. So, yeah, I'll check it out one of these days. I got lots of stuff all slated up. Just can only do so many projects in a day. All right, I'm going to jump out of here with the goods, get inside the house, all that good stuff, and then I'll be back in here in a little bit. This is W8FU.
All right, yeah, I was on Middle Belt, so it was a lot of trees and stuff. Probably just explained it. Oh, Farmington Fire's on a run. Okay. All right, I'll catch you later. ABPR.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, rain, 56 degrees.
just CW5M. Is the rest going to be here, or is it going to be on 40 of you?
Once more before we start, this is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, Michigan Section ARPSC9.
KBSWR.
These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link computers, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom and Michigan, including and Sky One. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL session level net. Regular participants include your section officials, MTS officials. My name is Max. I hold the position of section emergency.
So actively using state up and function.
I'm counting somewhere between 35, 36 straight years that I have attended the Dayton Hamvention, long before I was a
So I'll make the announcement again. Every Sunday night at 5 o'clock, we join the state HF net. The repeaters don't drop. The squelch is open. And that's the way it works. Sorry if you don't like it. I'd ask to either just turn your radio off if you don't like listening to it. But it brings gives people that normally can't get into HF an opportunity to experience HF and carry the information across. KBSWR.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees.
AC Adult 2 testing.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Showers. 52 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Showers. 52 degrees.
Yeah, pretty well. Cafe DRC, cafe de well.
Good evening, 21 hours. Showers. 50 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Rain. 50 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Showers. 49 degrees.